It is 720 at WEOL. We're getting close to the flu season. Flu season, you have to take a back seat to this other thing that's going on right now, or does it? And how is it all going to be different this year? Well, we've got someone who's going to sort it all out. It's her big job this morning. Nurse practitioner Wendy Wright joins us to help us with this upcoming flu season. Wendy, how are you today?
Good morning, Bruce, and thanks for having me in Cleveland today.
Well, we're glad you're with us. We're starting to get what I consider sort of the fall weather. It just seems a little bit darker, a little cooler, or whatever, and that always reminds me that we're going to be spending more times indoors, and the flu season is here shortly. Let's just start out with the main question. How is it going to look different this year, if at all?
Well, certainly we think that flu season will likely look very different because, as you know, we are already in the midst of a global pandemic. And so what we really want to emphasize, and what I really want to emphasize, is no matter how it's going to look, the best thing that all of us can do is to make sure that we are prepared and make sure that we are getting that flu shot into our arms so that we can be protected, not just us, but certainly our family as well.
And are they ramping up all the supply? Are we going to be an okay supply for this year?
You know, in every person that I talk to, I think our supply is really going to be fine. And in my clinics, we are already getting those flu shots into our clinic. And certainly the best thing we can do is get them into our arms of our patients. It is not too early at this time to get your flu shot. So you want it on board at least 2 to 4 weeks before we really begin to see circulating flu strains. So not too early. Now's the time. Get you and your family prepared. We do not want to overwhelm our hospitals, and we don't want you to have to be awake in the middle of the night trying to figure out, is this flu or is this COVID?
In previous years, we've heard maybe it's a good idea to hold off just a bit so the vaccine is effective through March, for example. Any concern there?
Has recently been talking a lot about that. So many of your listeners probably have heard some discussion about that. CDC said it is a little too early to get it in July and August, but now, September and October, we want it on board prior to the end of October. So I think it's an okay time now. So if you see it available, get it into your arm.
Talking today with nurse practitioner Wendy Wright about the flu season that is coming upon us. What about if we start to show flu symptoms, or how do we know what flu symptoms are in this time? Any kind of symptoms?
Yes, you know, there's a lot of misperception out there about what really is a flu-like symptom. A lot of people think it's a simple runny nose, and really influenza is generally a fever, it's a cough, it's aching all over, but herein lies the hard part, right, is many of the symptoms are flu, are very much like the symptoms of COVID. So first and foremost, if you find yourself waking up in the middle of the night with a fever, don't panic. Call your healthcare provider, send them a message. A lot of us can walk you through what are the next steps. We can certainly test you for the flu. We can certainly test you for COVID. But I think the real key is to make sure that as we're heading into flu season, that we are prepared and that your medication cabinet is stocked. You want to make sure that you've got, you know, tissues. You make sure you have bottled water. Make sure that you have Advil or cough and cold medicines in that closet so that if you do wake up, you have something that's available to treat your aches and your pains that can be related to flu or COVID.
All right. Any other tips as far as keeping our families safe? I mean, right now we're wearing masks a lot of times, so we're kind of limiting maybe exposure. We're washing our hands. I guess those things and others. What can you recommend?
I think you hit the nail right on the head. Great job. That is exactly what we should be doing. We need to be washing our hands. We need to be keeping those masks on. And we also need to be making sure that we're appropriately social distancing, that we're not putting ourselves in situations that we really don't need to be in. Make sure that you are using your judgment as we're taking our families out, et cetera. And I think it's also important to do a lot of that self-care. You know, I'm a nurse practitioner. I love to talk with people about sleeping. Make sure you're getting that 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. It's not okay not to sleep. It's okay to sleep, and you should. Make sure you're taking and drinking lots of vitamin C and just taking good care of yourself. And if you can't wash your hands, use that sanitizer and keep your hands away from your face and your nose and your mouth.
I've never seen so much hand sanitizer in my life. It's everywhere now. And now that there was that run that dropped the amounts, now they just seem to be stocked everywhere, and people are kind of becoming used to doing that, which is a good thing, because if it was just a regular year, we'd probably do well in reducing the number of cases of flu. But I guess we'll just have to wait and see how well these two things go together with COVID-19 and the flu. But again, you're recommending for people to start looking to sign up and get those the flu shots as well. What if you're living in a state where there seems to be a high amount of COVID-19? How is that impacting what we should be doing or what you know about it?
Well, I'm sure, Bruce, that like me, whether you're in a state with a lot of cases or a state with not as many cases, you just need to make sure that you are protecting yourself with those tips that I just talked with you about. Be prepared, because you know what? If you're prepared and you don't need it, then so be it. So whether you have a lot of cases or you have just a few, this is a really scary time for all of us. Make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure that you're prepared and stock up that medicine cabinet as we spoke about.
That's good. Any other place we can go for some good information if we're trying to sort through a lot of this as we get into the flu season?
Oh, and there certainly is a lot of information that comes to us every single day. And it's really hard to decipher, you know, what do I need to listen to and what don't I? Some really good, useful, science-based, evidence-based information. Go to cdc.gov. Go to your healthcare provider's site. A lot of us post information for our patients, and we're doing everything every day to make sure that we are keeping up to date with the latest recommendations. Certainly for information, you can go to Advil.com, and you can speak out lots of just really good information on studies that are out there for our patients and for your listeners. So lots of good information. Don't be scared. Just take good care of yourself.
Nurse Wendy, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate the good advice to remind people it's time to get that flu shot.